You're listening to SBS News.
It's 100 years since the first Qantas passenger and bag of letters were flown across the Queensland outback. It marked the beginning of what would become one of the world's most trusted airlines. CEO of Qantas International and Domestic, Andrew David, says it was a small beginning for co-founders and pilots Paul McGuinness and Hudson Fysh.
We took 106 letters on board and we took one passenger on board. Today, and in the normal course of a day, we'll carry 100,000 passengers and 1,000 tonnes of freight.
Today, Qantas operates 11 dedicated Australia Post freighters with view to expanding in coming months. Australia Post's Mark Davies says it's a century-long collaboration that's transformed the travel and mail industries.
Connecting our communities together is basically, that's Australia Post, that's in our DNA. So obviously having access to aircraft and flights, obviously that's essential in our ability to connect those communities together.
The inaugural 882-kilometre flight from Charleville to Longreach and on to Cloncurry in an open cockpit took 2 days and came at a price. President of Queensland's Royal Historical Society, Denver Beanland, says at the time few could afford the ticket.
Well, the original flight was quite expensive. That's the important thing, I think, about it, because £11 is a lot of money to pay for a flight in those days.
Now descendants and stakeholders are setting off to recreate the route, carrying a replica mailbag with over 100 letters from school children in Charleville to give to kids in Longreach and Cloncurry. Alistair Fysh, grandson of the co-founder, says the airline giant began with a simple idea.
They were mapping the ground route for the great air race from Longreach through to Darwin in a Model T Ford. And they went, geez, it'd be much easier if we were flying. And that's how it started. That's how Qantas started, was that spark of an idea to go, how easy would it be if we were flying this, not on a car?
The airline achieved their first international flight in 1935, a three-day journey from Brisbane to Singapore. Decades later, the jet age reinvented air travel, slashing flying times and beginning a new era of sophistication in flying.
With wide aisles and wide custom-built seats, with movies and stereo, with 15 washrooms and separate shaver bars, the Qantas 747B.
Qantas survived near collapse during COVID travel bans to re-emerge as a market giant, with shares growing more than 16% last month. The airline forecasting up to $1.3 billion in profits for the first half of the 2023 financial year. It's a level of success descendant David McGuinness says was unimagined by the pilots who set out to cross the Queensland outback.
From those humble beginnings to what we see now, the fortitude and the courage and the determination to get an airline up and running at such an early period of Australia's history, and to still be here now with thousands of staff from ground to air crew and all the rest of it, it's just fantastic, amazing.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.